VoiceTubers, do you always see the same things on Facebook? People constantly have the same opinions around you, and those who are different are made fun of or dismissed. This is called an echo chamber effect, and you might also hear the term filter bubble. So what are the differences? 两个英文片语其实都有同温层的意思。Echo chamber 是回音室效应，那 filter bubble 是过滤气泡的意思，但是它两个字都是有同温层的意思，那区别在哪？ So echo chamber is used much more frequently to criticize someone else's failings. And filter bubble, on the other hand, is much more often used to refer to one's own blind spots or to discuss the phenomenon in a neutral and academic way. 所以 echo chamber 这个字其实都是有一些批评性存在的。但是 filter bubble 是比较学术的用语，而且它不是去批评，而是去探讨这个议题。 Okay, but do you think the problem of echo chamber really exists? Why or why not? And how does this relate to the concept of groupthink? 就是团体迷失，这两者到底有什么关系？ Let's think and learn. Okay, let's move on to our sentence of the day.When conformity within a group leads to dangerous results, it's called groupthink.
当团体内的从众行为导致危险的结果，我们称这个为团体迷失。
So let's say the sentence again. When conformity within a group leads to dangerous results, it's called groupthink. Faster. When conformity within a group leads to dangerous results, it's called groupthink. Okay, you know this game.What are the possible thought groups? 就是自组的部分。When conformity within a group, 1, leads to dangerous results, 2, it's called groupthink, 3. So, yeah, there are 3 thought groups, but you can make it into 2 if you want. You can have a very slight pause after when conformity within a group. So you can say something like this. When conformity within a group leads to dangerous results, it's called groupthink.
所以你不需要停顿那么多或者停顿那么久。但是今天是要看哪一种场合说话啦。今天它是一个学术的论坛，然后大家都对这些概念已经熟悉了，我可能停顿的时间会比较短一点，甚至次数有时候不会那么的明显。但是今天假如是我在第一次跟比如说大学生在讨论这个议题的时候，那我可能就会讲慢一点了，尤其是我会放特别多的重音在这些关键字，所以其实要看场合耶。
How about intonation, 语调的部分。 When conformity within a group leads to dangerous results, rise, it's called groupthink, fall, nice and easy.
所以现在你应该已经熟悉我们在讲语调的部分嘛，你看你越来越熟了，以后你就可以自己去判断哪一个时候应该上升，哪一个时候应该要去下降。
What about sentence stress? 就是句子重音的部分。 You could say, when conformity within a group leads to dangerous results, it's called groupthink. So here, we stressed conformity because it's the key idea.We put heavier stress on dangerous because we want to emphasize how bad it can be. Results is stressed, but not as much. And groupthink is stressed because the speaker is introducing this term. You see, it's starting to make sense now.
所以现在你已经开始应该熟了。这些都是关键字嘛，在这个句子是提供新的资讯，所以自然会放比较多的重音。
Okay, it's grammar time. 大家最爱的文法时间到了。
When conformity within a group leads to dangerous results, it's called groupthink. So you can see, or rather hear from this sentence, that we typically do not use too many overly long and complicated sentences in speech. However, subordinate clauses are often used.
所以我们不会用太复杂的句型在口说，当然真的是要看情境。但是我们的确是蛮常用这种从属子句的。那 when 的从属子句其实常常在口语当中会被使用。
So I recommend that in speech you practice using subordinate clauses such as if clauses, when clauses, because clauses, and before and after clauses. So you can use these conjunctions in your speech to connect subordinate clauses.
所以你可以用这些我刚才提到的这些从属连接词去接这些从属子句，因为它会让你的主语跟主语的连接变得更清楚。那这个是很多考试会注意的部分，所以同学今天在面临托福或雅思口说的，可能要考量 这个部分，然后把这些片语加入自己的口语里面。当然我们不是为了考试才是去学的，这些连接词其实对你的口语当然都会有帮助嘛。 OK, let's take a break. So, do you think that you're currently in an echo chamber on social media? Echo chamber is a way to describe a situation where only certain ideas, information, and beliefs are shared. So, people will only find ideas that they agree with and believe that everyone else feels the same way. And due to algorithmic personalization, some worry that the internet and social media may make it easier for citizens to find themselves in an echo chamber. 所以这到底是在说什么啊？他就说今天的我们这个电脑的个人化，网页的设计，这些个人化就会让我们搜寻的频率，或者让我们更轻松的找到自己的同温层，但是这样子的话可能对我们是有害的。那你觉得这个现象是真的吗？However, is this phenomenon really true? Well, research shows that there are some problems with this belief. One problem is that most of these studies discuss the negative effects of echo chamber, but they're conducted on a single platform on Facebook or Twitter. So maybe one person might be in an echo chamber on Facebook, but they might not be on an echo chamber in Twitter. So individuals use diverse media to access information,But most of these studies only assess echo chambers on one platform. 这什么意思？听起来很复杂，但是很容易解释。他就说，通常做这些研究的时候，都研究一个人有没有在同温层，在一个平台。但是我在一个平台有同温层，并不代表我在其他的平台还是会有同温层啊。所以这个研究就说，其他的研究其实是要考量这个重点的。Moreover, the measurement of exposure to echo chamberdoes not take into account what users do after being exposed to certain types of news. They might fact-check or disagree with the idea completely. How they react and what they do after being exposed to the controversial ideas are usually not measured. 所以说不定的确是有同温层效应，但是人怎么会被同温层效应去影响？他会采取什么的动作？那看完这个有争议的资讯，或者他看完就是同温层的资讯以后，他会不会去做这个事实核查？通常研究都不会考量这些部分的，所以这个可能也是要小心的一点。So that's not to say that echo chambers do not exist and that they are not dangerous. But to gain a greater understanding of how they work, we need to carry out research that does not generalize and have a more defined and nuanced measurement system. 所以不是说同温层效应它不存在，也不是说它没有危险性，而是说你要去做研究的时候，你不应该用以偏概全的这个研究的方式，而且你应该要比较好可以精准测量到数据的这个部分。 OK, let's go back to vocabulary learning and go over some new words. So the word of the day is conformity. Conformity is a noun. It means behavior that follows the usual standards that are expected by a group or society. 所以它的中文定义是对社会规则的遵从、遵守跟从众。 So non-conformity would be the opposite, would be the antonym. 那 non-conformity 就是不遵守或者不从众。 What would be a collocation? So you could say an emphasis on conformity and control, 就是强调整合和控制。Or you could say conformity to, 符合。A sample sentence could be, the new government placed a heavy emphasis on conformity and control. 所以这个新政府它高度重视的整合跟控制。The next word is symptom. Symptom is a noun. It means any single problem that is caused by and shows a more serious and general problem. 所以它就是征兆、征候或者症状的意思。So you could say experience or suffer symptoms, 就是经历或灾受这些症状。You could also say show symptoms, 显示症状。Display, exhibit symptoms, and severe symptoms, 是严重的症状。Or even mild symptoms, 就是轻微症状。So a sample sentence would be, the closing of shops and small businesses is a symptom of an upcoming recession.The next word is censor. Censor is a verb and means to remove anything offensive from books, films, etc. 所以它意思就是审查啦，对书电影进行删除，因为可能有不适当的内容。 So a sample sentence would be, the book was heavily censored when first published.
所以这首书首次出版的时候经过严格的审查。
So the collocation would be heavily censored, 就是严厉的审查。Okay, the next word is groupthink. Groupthink is a noun. It's the process in which bad decisions are made by a group because its members do not want to express opinions, suggest new ideas that other people might disagree with.
就是团体或者专体的迷失。
A sample sentence would be, most of us thought the product was terrible, but nobody would tell the boss. That's the danger of groupthink.
所以我们大数人都觉得产品是很烂的，不会去销售的，但是没有人告诉老板，这就是团体思考的危险。
The last word is stereotype. Stereotype is a noun. It means a set idea that people have about someone or something, especially an idea that is wrong.
就是尤其是指错误的刻板印象，或者老套的熟见、成见。
So some common collocations are racial,Sexual stereotypes, 就是成就的种族偏见或者性别偏见。A sample sentence would be, he doesn't conform to or fit the national stereotype of a Frenchman.
他不符合一般人心中法国人的形象。
所以是 conform to or fit.
Okay, fit 后面没有 to 哦，不要搞混。
Okay, so after that, I'm sure you guys now know how to avoid groupthink, echo chambers, and filter bubbles.Always keep an open mind and consider diverse views and perspectives. Try to see things from other people's viewpoints. I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye!